stop by, you'll see why. Dave, it is an honor and a privilege, as always, to have you on, my friend. How are you today?
Doing all right, trying to stay cool in this early June heat.
Boy, it is a scorcher out there today, although storms are coming tomorrow to cool things off, and then a peaceful weekend ahead. But we didn't have you on to talk about the weather. You were really busy the last few days here, Dave. We have a lot to get into, and, boy, it seems like we discussed Jerry Phillips at least once a month these days, and he's suing over the results of the recent election, and he wants to impeach Governor Mike DeWine. So why is he doing all of this?
Well, Mr. Phillips is upset, as our listeners probably know. He lost the primary election campaign to Michelle Hung, a Republican city councilwoman from North Ridgeville, lost by just over 2,000 votes upon the final count. Paid for a recount. Jerry Phillips put down about $1,700 for a recount, he lost by just over 2,000 votes. Since that time, and he had 10 days to file an official challenge following that recount, which was on May 28th, he is now alleging that the shutdown orders, the public health protection orders that came from the state government, violated his constitutional rights and violated the constitutional rights of those voters out there who maybe cast a ballot, but then didn't have it counted because they either got their absentee ballot in the mail a little bit too late, or it was discounted by the Board of Elections upon review for not having, appropriate either identification or an appropriate signature, things of that nature, for any number of reasons. And we've talked in the past a couple weeks about how there were a number of ballots that were discounted and rejected by the Board of Elections following the April 28th election. So he's suing over those matters. He also has declared in his lawsuit that Governor Mike DeWine and Ohio Department of Health Director Amy Acton, put out an overly vague, broad, and unconstitutional order to basically shut the state down, and that in turn had negative effects on the ability of people to vote for Jerry Phillips for Lorain County Commissioner.
Now, the impeachment of Governor DeWine that he's calling for, that's the kind of thing we've heard a little bit more about the last few weeks, not necessarily just from him, but, as we dive a little bit deeper here, it seems like these two things are pretty closely tied together, are they not?
This has been a call, interestingly enough, in my experience, at least in Lorain County, from a number of people kind of on the conservative or right-hand side of the political spectrum. They have been very upset with Governor Mike DeWine, who I don't think anybody is under the impression that he's some sort of liberal Democrat. That's pretty much the farthest thing from the truth. I mean, Governor DeWine has been a longtime Republican. As Attorney General and as Governor and his other service in the public sector as well, there's no mistake there. But a fair number of Republicans, especially like I said, to the right hand end of the spectrum, have been calling either for his for his removal, for him to remove powers from Dr. Acton, to take all sorts of steps to reopen the state, perhaps, as some critics say, before it's necessary or before it's before we can safely do that. At least that's the argument. So there have been many critics, on the extreme right and the extreme and some on the extreme left as well, of the governor and Mr. Phillips has added his name to that and his voice to that chorus.
Again, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. All right, Dave, on a much, much lighter note, longtime Lorain County attorney Jim Blazek called it a career after 50 years on the job, and I'm sure you had some fun putting this story together to learn about some of the stories that came along the way over, a half a century on the job. What stood out to you in putting this story together?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, as you said, 50 years in a legal career. Absolutely nothing to sniff at. That's fantastic. I think for most any career. Imagine a teacher, you know, or a firefighter spending that long, doing what they do, to be that closely intertwined with the law, and primarily with real estate law, which was Mr. Blazek's primary focus. He served on a number of different boards. I mean, was law director for the city of Elyria, chairman of Elyria's zoning board of appeals. I mean, just a career in public service. You know, he was on the Elyria Parks and Recreation Board. You know, he did all these things, and rightly so. The Ohio Bar Association gave him a 50-year certificate for his service back in February, and he said he spent the last 13 and a half years serving as a magistrate in the Lorain County Common Police Court, most recently for Judge Chris Cook, who had some very, very kind words to say about him. Speaking with Jim was an honor yesterday, and it was really nice to kind of get his feelings on becoming more of a full-time traveler and an intensive grandparent, as he said, and as the judge said as well on his behalf. So that's I think it's just the longevity that was shown there. Was really kind of the big story. I don't know if we'll ever, we'll probably see more of these as the entire population ages, but it's just incredible to see somebody sticking with it for 50 years, and we wish him the best.
Yeah, and think about all that he has seen and experienced in a half a century on the job. So a very, very, very awesome story, and it was a lot of fun to read through that and see some of the things that he's gone through over 50 years of doing that. So congratulations to him on an outstanding career. All right, I guess on an even lighter note than that, I meant to tackle this one last week, but we kind of ran out of time. You wrote an uplifting story just a couple of weeks ago, and it had to do with an on-duty call to assist a woman who was having a bit of a tough time mowing her lawn in some extreme heat. And a group of five deputies were able to answer that call the next day to show up and finish the job. So what was this all about?
So members of the Lorain County Deputies Association, which is a union representing the sheriff's deputies out there on the roads, patrolling out in the townships and standing at the courthouse doors and some other tasks as well, either in corrections or in investigations over at the sheriff's office. Two of them were called out to a Grafton Township residence, and there was a lady there who somebody had called and said, "Hey, can you check on her welfare and make sure she's doing all right?" It was a little hot on May 27th, it was May 26th, I believe, was the initial call, they went out to Law Road to check on the woman. She was doing okay, just having a little trouble, finishing mowing, her lawn in front of her farmhouse. So when those deputies got off shift later on, a couple of them had even worked, a 12-hour shift. They decided, hey, let's pack up our gear and get some mowers and get some hedge trimmers and get some weed whackers, and let's go out there while we're off duty and finish that up for her and see if we can't give her some more help. And sure enough, about five of the members of the Deputies Association went out there and took a couple hours the following morning to finish the job. And that's just it's a nice little thing that that the LCDA was able to do for this lady. And then when they put that on their Facebook page, a number of other people stepped out of the woodwork and said, "Hey, I'd love to help out. Can I go down there and mow her lawn, for free or for a low cost, every week, for the summer, or do some other things to help out." And so a good number of people stepped forward after they saw that post, and I think it goes to show how one act of kindness can pay a bunch more forward. And then we wrote an update on that in the following days after that as well. My colleague Reen Jeffers did so, and it's just a really nice story about kind of the good things that can happen out of a tough situation.
Sure, and important to note those stories that are happening during the middle of a news cycle where sometimes it can be difficult to pull out some of the positives, that's for sure. All right, Dave, we'll close out with this week's scanner stories. Last week, I feel like we kind of had our pick because there were so many. That was just a few days after there was a lot of rioting and looting, and you heard all kinds of different stories come out of what was going on. But this week, maybe the pickings are a little slimmer, but if I know you the way I think I do, you've probably got a couple in the hopper.
Well, I'll give you one that that'll probably leave a lasting impression. I know we've probably seen this on a number of TV commercials, but yes, it really does happen, and our thoughts go out to the gentleman that it's happened to. Fortunately, it's from a couple states away, but hashtag scanner for the win. Medical call for a male with an erection lasting longer than 4 hours.
I caught very, very little of that, but I think the tail end was all I needed to catch there. So, you know, it's unfortunate when a commercial actually comes to life and that ends up making its way onto the scanner in some form or fashion. Well, Dave, as always, we appreciate the time, my friend. Always great catching up, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
Hey, sounds good to me, Bull. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Dave. Again, that's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on the local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Vandermark Jewelers, available online at vandermarkjewelers.com. That's vandermarkjewelers.com. Stop by and see them in person. They're across from the hospital on Broad Street here in Elyria. Perhaps during this quarantine, you found a few items that you didn't plan on finding when you were digging through some of your oldies yet goodies. Well, they might be worth something. And at Vandermark Jewelers, they have use for that because they've got a big old estate case. It's one of the coolest things you see when you go into the showroom at Vandermark Jewelers. So stop by and pay them a visit. Vandermark Jewelers is a trusted name in jewelry. And if you stop by,